Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Toddy.
How are you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
I'm sleepy a bit still, but, you know, I'm going to power through it.
I just saw this article, How to Reboot Jaws as a Raw Found Footage Film.
With the footage from the original?
I don't think so. I think they'd reshoot it and, like, you know, like, maybe it's, like, divers and shit like that. And then they, or, like, they're on, like, a boat, like, filming, you know, like...
And they have, like, a nemesis shark that they find in the water.
Something, I guess. Too many fans of Steven Spielberg's terrifying classic remaking Jaws sound a travesty against film and nature. However, writer-producer Michael Perry... The Voice, Paranormal Activity 2, don't know why they did those, explores his intriguing concepts for a reimagined version of the shark stalker flick in 2015 terms on Addie Shanker's The Bootleg Universe Pitch Show. I've never heard of that.
What?
With its iconic musical theme and classic shark POVs, Jaws is the first true blockbuster and still ranks as one of the highest grossing movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, obviously. Enthusiasts of the original, blah, 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 blah. Perry's version of the film opens with the citizens of Amity, a town under the thumb of tourist industry, convinced they're in imminent danger from a shark attack. While taking preventative measures, sorry, I can't read.
No, you're good.
That's good.
I know.
By shark-proofing the area and searching for visual proof of the danger, they rile up the sharks until the town's corporate patrons assemble a shark hunter team.
Oh.
For his reboot, Perry imagines a pseudo-documentary tone with the entire segments of the film shot in raw footage style with GoPros and cell phone cameras. Ugh.
Yeah, so you get to see a bunch of nothing shaky nothingness.
Yeah, using the dramatic footage of actors swimming with sharks would enhance the nature drama and ramp up the realism. He also understands that a modern audience already familiar with the ecological habits and benefits of sharks wouldn't be as quick to dismiss them as villains. That's a new thing, I think, is, like, instead of, like, people being scared of Jaws, they're like, well, wait, it's his water, too.
Well, hey, you're more likely to trip and fall than get bit by a shark, even at the beach.
I've heard that quite a few times as well. But I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I think it's stupid as fuck, just because you could take a creature that maybe people aren't that acclimatized to.
Like what?
Like a pack of wolves.
Well, they did that, the gray.
Yeah, but not like POV and fucking
POV shots
footage-y.
Of the wolf.
Yeah.
Strap Would you see the snout?
Snap a GoPro on the side of a wolf head, like a trained wolf, but then put him out there and play with him and make him play fetch. But then you see the wolf running with the camera on the side of his head, like one of those cool shots of soldiers running with the chest cams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a wolf. And then the wolf can be like, because wolves are territorial, mm-hmm. and wolves really are hungry fucking carnivores.
I'm in.
And you could have a pack up to 800 strong.
Whoa.
Yeah. In Russia, they had an 800 wolf.
Holy shit, for real?
Super, like a tribe of wolves, whatever they call them.
Now, what about wolves that were cyborg?
Oh, cyber wolves.
Yeah.
Cyborg wolves. Wait. Tron wolves or Borg wolves?
Yeah, like half wolf, half cyborg.
You're going into that realm of stupid bullshit.
No. Like one of them's got like one red eye, kind of like Terminator.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. And he goes, "Ruff, ruff, exterminate."
Yeah. Oh, that'd be sick. Oh, that wouldn't. So have you? It says I read this new Warcraft stills feature Orgrim, Endun, and Durantan. I don't know how to say these fucking names. They're all made up, anyways.
Yeah.
But are they making...
Every word's made up, but...
Yeah. Okay, so since its inception in 1994, Blizzard Entertainment's Warcraft series has been an immensely popular one, showcasing 5 core video games, numerous novels, blah, 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 blah. Until now, Jones and Universal have been keeping Warcraft quite hush. So they're making a fucking movie.
Yeah. Well, they made a Dungeons & Dragons movie, and
that
was
perfect.
That
didn't do well, right?
It was perfect.
Was it good?
It was better than Aragorn.
Oh, fuck.
If you want me to put it that way.
I think
Jeremy Irons was in it, shockingly enough.
I haven't seen all of Aragorn yet, so I can't judge it. but for the most part, didn't really enjoy it that much.
It doesn't hold a candle to Braveheart.
Yeah. Well, the Braveheart didn't have any
Dragonheart?
Dragonheart. Yeah, Dragonheart was the shit. The Sean Connery. Fucking. What was the one that you all, that your dragon movie that you like so much?
I love Reign of Fire.
Reign of Fire. I got to download that and check it out.
God, you're so dumb.
I just forget to do it. That's all.
Nah, you just like, we talk about it and I yell at you and then off air, I yell at you more.
You do.
And then you go, uh-uh.
Mark Ruffalo says Hulk movie feels farther away than ever.
Because he doesn't need one. He's making millions on Avengers.
Yeah, but he's saying the, wait, hold on. What?
Why do you need a standalone? You already have a few. You
He's going to be in Ragnarok. Hulk's going to be in the new Thor movie. Yeah, I think like he plays a huge role in it, which is kind of cool because like, if you think about Civil War, they're having Iron Man in it. That's a Captain America.
You get Thor, you get Black Panther, you get Ant-Man. Like,
Black Panther's going to be in Civil War as well.
Why do you need...
He is getting his own standalone, though.
Why do you need, I guess, Hulk standalone? They've always tragically like taken a big
fart.
How
do you feel about the...
Edward Norton one?
Yeah, with Abomination as the villain.
It was better than the John Woo.
Yeah, that John Woo one's rough.
But still, I mean, it's not the Hulk that they went with.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Well,
and it has no continuity to the universe, so I'm kind of like, eh, okay.
Well, I think it kind of does, because in the beginning of the Edward Norton one, they kind of show him changing into the Hulk. They give it all in that, remember, like, the titles, or not titles, but the credits at the beginning. They give that whole backstory of him getting shot with gamma rays and shit like that.
No. I'm saying, like, his events in the city with Abomination don't come up in any other movies.
But it is continuity because fucking what's-his-name shows up. Robert Downey Jr. at the end of it, right?
Does he?
Yeah,
I don't remember
he talks to the
from the end of it.
He talks to the general that was like pursuing Edward Norton the entire time.
Oh,
in a bar.
Her wife, her dad?
Her dad, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So it does, like...
I wonder if E. Norton was just such a dickhead there, like, we gotta recast and reimagine.
No, I think that he said no, and that's when they got Mark Ruffalo for Avengers, I believe.
Nah, I don't want your millions.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey was asked to be the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Oh, I can see it. No, man. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. He declined the offer.
Murph!
Which, I'm kind of bummed about. I think he would have been really rad in that.
Who would he have been? Who's the villain?
I don't know. I don't think they've said who it is. They've cast someone else, though, and I'm not sure who that is either. All right, so do you want to hop in, John? Do you have any news? Did you hear about anything fucking cool? Jessica Jones is coming up soon.
Jessica Jones!
I can't wait for that. They're dumping that whole series. I think it's like November 11th or 7th or some shit. So in like a couple weeks, we'll have another. And I believe Daredevil might be in it. I really hope they do. And Preacher's becoming closer to actually happening. AMC took the comic Preacher.
FX signed up to do Why the Last Man.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah.
That'll be
so
really cool.
That'll be a cool, hopefully a good adaptation.
I really wish that Preacher would have been picked up by HBO.
Everyone does.
Because Preacher's really fucked up. And even The Walking Dead, because there's a Negan person on that, and like they can't do him on AMC. Like, he's every other word he says is fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most vile, horrible person ever.
Yeah.
It sucks. But, and then there was another thing that I saw that I wanted to mention right before we hop into Genre 5. Oh, Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Stars, I believe, picked that up.
Yeah.
And I think they're on their second episode now. I think the first episode's already aired. I got to fucking get on that shit.
What?
Yeah, I believe.
That preview looked so fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, Genre 5. Inspiring / revolutionary films.
Now,
let's just go with revolutionary films.
I put Rebellion Revolution.
Okay, cool.
As my kind of like, that's my... antithesis.
I did more of revolutionary films because I was like, well, we could probably squeeze out inspiring. I don't want to knock two birds out with the same stone because we need content. Let's be honest. let's see. What, you want to go back and forth or you wanted to go five and five?
We could do whichever way you want.
All right. Dead Poets Society. That's my first.
Dead Poets Society.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's more inspiring, but it does...
Well, it's kind of like revolutionary.
The kids gather together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like an uprising.
No, I like that.
Yeah. I nailed it.
Sad one.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, and that's what's a bummer about the movie. You're like, this is amazing, and then you're
I have
fuck.
No, I have one that's like a smaller I guess it'd be like a smaller scale.
The Matrix?
No, ass, mouth. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, right on. I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
Weird, right?
It's a rough watch. Jack Nicholson kills.
It's been on fucking... I'm going to go into weekly recommendation rejections real fast. I just watched The Departed, and not for the first time, but like actually like really
who
took it all in.
Who forged your transcript, dickhead?
It was so good, Jesus Christ. And they say the F word like it means nothing. I don't know if they could do that anymore.
What, in a film?
Yeah, I think people get really upset about that.
Well, then he made fucking...
I was talking about faggot. They say faggot a lot.
Oh, I thought you said F word. Fuck.
No.
Like, fuck.
No. See, that's an acceptable F word.
But that's
F-word.
A Boston fucking asshole
I
thing.
Know, but I wonder if they can like show Boston in that light. And people are like, hey, we don't do that.
Hey,
that much
take it easy.
Yeah, because that, I mean, like.
Boston cops are not that bad.
People get really upset about that shit, you know?
Well, no, I totally thought you meant the F word. And I'm like, no, pretty sure Wolf of Wall Street had.
Oh, good God.
The
yeah.
most F words.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, okay, so that F word.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, he probably does tone those back in the future.
Yeah,
but
because just what the society, what is it, 2008, I think they came out?
Yeah.
So that was before the super PC movement came. So One Flew Over the Cuckoo, I did The Matrix.
Matrix.
Yeah, I thought that was
well,
really.
It honestly is. It's like a huge trilogy of rebellion.
Isn't
against,
the last one called Revolution?
Revolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I meant the first one. Go ahead.
I know. I put Star Wars.
Nice. Which one?
For
A New Hope.
Yeah. 4,
okay.
5, 6.
I put The Empire Strikes Back. That was one of mine.
Well, I just put like all three of those because I'm better than you. So
well, I decided to pick one.
Yeah.
Unlike my fucking...
oh, unlike when you're like Harry Potter, please.
All of them. That's what I'm taking to the island. Yeah, I had The Empire Strikes Back. Go ahead. I just had three.
I like it a little more than you. That's all.
What?
I know. Star Wars.
No, you don't.
Ah, Star Wars.
It's a lie.
You are wearing Star Wars.
Yes.
Right now. I'm not.
I'm always wearing Star Wars. I have a fucking Darth Vader tattoo on the back of my neck.
Oh, I forgot about your neck tramp stamp.
Yep.
Where the dudes aim the cum, right to the back of my throat.
Right there.
Okay.
Gets a little of my hair. Got a lot of neck hair. Tangles.
So Empire was on your list?
Yep.
Next on my list is 1984, the film.
Never
adaptation.
Watched it. Read the book. Never watched the movie.
Good
is that
film.
Orson
Very
Welles?
Good film. George Orwell?
George Orwell, my bad. Who's Orson Welles?
Orson Welles is...
Radio guy?
The actor. Yeah, he did the...
Yeah,
he
did the...
RCA.
Yeah, but didn't he do the
War
fucking...
War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds, yeah, and people thought it was real. Okay.
And he was also in Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
Yeah.
You
know it.
I still haven't seen that movie. I just know that because
you know
everyone
that,
fucking says Rosebud. Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
That's a fucking sick movie.
That's a train of death there.
God, and I feel like that movie does not get enough credit for what it is. It's
it
so
went way
fucking
under
good.
The radar.
Yeah, but I feel like it got like a little it got a little just dessert once it hit Netflix, but still if you haven't seen Snowpiercer, it's really good. And I didn't even know that it was Chris Evans for like the first 35-40 minutes. I was like, "Oh, that's fucking Captain America."
Yeah, he's dirty and simple in that movie.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
I just watched I won't put it as like my watched for the week, but I watched a portion of the original Fantastic Four with Chris Evans.
Why was it on at your dad's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was sitting through it. But I was mainly on my phone. Yeah, and he's, you know, man, he just looks so fucking young and simple.
Yeah, definitely. That cast is so fucking weird for that movie.
Yes.
It's so odd because I saw I was looking through to watch something last night and I ended up watching I think The Desolation of Smog, like that's what I went to sleep to.
No.
But I saw Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer, and there's parts in that movie that are so sick, but I was like, God, I just can't stand like the core of that fucking Fantastic Four. Although they nailed like the family aspect of it and shit, they're just not believable.
If you watch the actual acting in that film,
it's rough.
When Chris Evans was like pulling out the best performance in the film.
And Chris Evans,
I can't really rip on Chris Evans.
It's not like he listens.
But he was young.
Yeah, he's like, I remember Not Another Teen Movie. That's like when he started to come up, and then he got hit with Johnny Storm, that role. And I just didn't really like that dude. Like, I just thought he was
like
shitty. And then Captain America, though, oh, fuck, he murdered that.
See, but I've liked him
so
since.
So you want to kill Nazis?
I loved him since fucking.
I just hate bullies.
Go ahead, finish. Yeah.
God. Well, you were interrupting me.
I just hate bullies.
You were interrupting me.
No.
So you want to kill Nazis. I like that guy.
He just wants to kill bullies.
No, he doesn't want to kill them. He just doesn't like them.
But he kills a bunch of them.
He might.
He might murder a bunch
of them.
That's
for America.
No, he's great.
He's our captain.
Watch him in fucking Scott Pilgrim or Sunshine.
Snowpiercer.
Or Snowpiercer. I take Scott Pilgrim
oh,
and Sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Sunshine. Good call, man. That is a fucking fan. He is really good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And he play, but he doesn't play that fucking role of the douche. Because, like, Johnny Storm was the role of the douche. Not Another Teen Movie was the role of the douche. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when he hit, like I think Captain was, like, the first movie I saw when I was like, I really respect that dude as, like, a fucking...
He played the douche in Scott Pilgrim, too.
Yeah, but he was like, that was ironically douchey too. Like, that was like putting it up to 13 to be that person. I really want to, I'm going to download that.
You should.
Yeah, that's a fantastic film. All right, well, what's your next one?
My next one on my list is Fight Club.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw that one on there.
Yeah, on where?
I'll look up films because I can't think. I'll be like, a revolutionary movie.
That's why sometimes I'm like, give me an hour because I actually need to think of this list. Yeah. So, but there are times when you say stuff and I go, oh, that was a real classic one that could have gone on my list, but I didn't think of it.
Yeah. Snowpiercer was all me. Matrix was all me. Dead Poets Society was all me. Actually, all of these except for the last one that I have, I've thought of on my
own. You're the best.
Oh, thank you. Around and no one's going to keep you down.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. All right.
What's your next one?
Children of Men.
Damn it. Damn it all to dicks.
Is that yours?
I put one that's on the same fucking, on my scale. It's right there level with it, but I probably would have switched them. I put Gangs of New York.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that, but I haven't watched it all the way through.
Cock
so.
Smoker.
Children of Men.
About you not watching it and me not picking Children of Men.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, ooh, he's going to like this one.
Oh, I hate your guts.
I can't believe you didn't have The Matrix.
It was between The Matrix and V for Vendetta.
But we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
V for Vendetta is fantastic. Yeah, I see Fight Club I saw and I was like, yeah, I was like, and it is like a revolutionary kind of movie, uprising-y, but like at the same time, I don't know, it's weird. Like this, like I had A Time to Kill, but I was like, that's more of like a Law and like Order type film, but it is about revolution. I mean, fucking Samuel Jackson goes ape shit on motherfuckers. Like when the Klan starts coming up, you see that motherfucker in the purple robe. I think he might be a Grandmaster.
That's
not sure.
A Grand Dragon.
Yeah, Grand Dragon. And then there was another one that I had on here, too, that I was like, Shawshank, because that's more, like, inspiring.
And
less
that's a personal journey, not some sort of...
Exactly. It wasn't a group.
Public, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I felt. Well, I mean, A Time to Kill wasn't, like, one person, but it was kind of based around one person.
I mean, there's so many, though. Like, this is such a broad thought because it's one of the most classic thoughts of film. Pleasantville is this kind of film.
And that's why I was trying to kind of, like, look outside the box because I was like, well, duh, The Matrix. But I also don't know if people think of The Matrix as, like, a rebel.
Oh,
Tron Legacy. That would have been a fucking...
huge on that. Dune. Like, all those fucking movies are about, like, small units.
Yeah.
Killing, like, the fucking bad big villain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and V for Vendetta is, like, the, like, apex of that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. That movie is revolution. Okay, weekly recommendations and rejections. I already talked about The Departed. We both saw a couple flicks. The Everest. Everest.
Everest.
I really enjoyed it.
Based on true events from the 1996 expedition.
I really dug it.
Fuck.
It was really good.
If you don't like true events that don't end well, because it's called Everest, so it's not going to end well, people.
Well, I was like, well, I know how this ends. And then it ended, and I was like, did not see that coming.
Well, I didn't see it coming to the degree.
Yeah, well, let's not spoil it, because I do want people to go, like...
No, but it's prepare yourself for, like, a gnarly film.
And it looks fucking cool. Oh, God, I heard that people were walking out of, what's that movie called, with... Joseph Gordon-Levitt, where he walks across the Twin Towers. Is it The Walk?
Oh, is it The Walk?
I think it's The Walk.
The Wire,
it's something. Here, I'll look it up. But,
The Rope. Walking.
Tight Roping with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Here we go.
The Walk.
They were walking out due to boredom?
What, him?
No,
because it was so fucking, like... It was giving people vertigo.
Oh, yeah. It was making you nervous.
Isn't that
yeah.
insane? But even there's parts in Everest where I was like, this is making me sick. Like, I can't, like, just because of the heights. And it's not so much like how it's shot, but me thinking and putting myself in that, like, it was fucking me up because it is the fucking scale of that movie is outrageous.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And it looks great, too. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. How did you feel about it? You really liked it?
I really liked it.
I was thinking, like, I was like, this is going to be dog shit, honestly. And it was the Terminator boy who was in it.
Yeah.
Terminator Genesis. Fuck. John Connor, the dude that played him.
No, he played the robot in Salvation.
No. Yeah, he was also in it, but the dude from Terminator Genesis was the main guy.
Oh, John, the older guy. Yeah, the crew leader. Yeah,
not the boy. Sorry.
I was like, wait.
The boy from Terminator. He's like, he's 37.
He's like, yeah, he's got three kids. He's got an IRA.
Did you watch The Gift?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That movie was so good.
Written and directed by Joel Edgerton.
And that's the protagonist of the film, correct?
Yeah.
Or antagonist?
Well,
it depends on how you view it. And let's not spoil it. But yeah, it's about a dude that moves back to his hometown, finds a guy that he used to go to school with, and that guy kind of tries to rekindle a friendship. And you find out that Jason
Bateman
is just kind of a dick and shit.
Yeah, he was a shitty dude.
It's a really cool flick, though. Like they definitely take you on a journey, and there's really creepy shit about it. Like, super creepy.
It's good and eerie and minimalist and creepy.
And it's one of those movies that kind of lingers with you, too, at the end of it. You're like,
fucking linger, man.
Yeah, fucking linger. Why don't you linger? Do you have to?
I knew you were going to have to.
You have to let it linger.
finish the fucking bar. I do.
It's kind of like a sneeze. Go ahead. What do you got?
You talking is like a sneeze. I finished Beasts of No Nation.
And?
I don't know if you could handle it.
Well, probably not.
It's a little too rough.
I can't handle much.
Child soldiers.
Oh,
man.
Those are the worst.
Fucking African dictators. Child soldiers.
Those flicks.
Oh, man. They're so rough. They're so fucking like raw and gritty and like man. Yeah, I do love those flicks though.
Yeah, you do.
Like give
you
me some Blood
Children,
Diamond.
Yeah,
or
Children
like,
Soldiers.
No, I don't love
it.
Children
it's
Soldiers,
weird.
You piece of shit. I love human struggle on film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man.
Okay.
I'm not just gonna go watch Pocahontas again.
You could watch Avatar. It's like the same thing. What else you got?
That's it.
That's all you watched? I started watching Comic Book Men this new season. It's all right. I really missed the first season of Comic Book Men. I thought that was like a really pure, awesome part of like how it was. It felt more like Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Now it feels more like bitty. Does
that make sense?
Like they're trying to do like a thing of the week, which I understand is cool. And sometimes it's fun, but I'd rather see, honestly, I'd be so cool with just transactions of them sitting around the table.
Yeah, but you're probably not part of the main populace that watches it that kind of wants to see the corny realist.
But I am happy that they're in their fifth season now. That's fucking crazy for a show that comes on at midnight after The Walking Dead and The Talking Dead, and they're like, oh yeah, here's comic books.
Yeah,
you know, you fucks are into it.
You love it.
But yeah, it's not bad. It's not amazing though.
I think they're doing probably really baller ass sales at that store.
Oh god, yeah, that saved that fucking store. Like Kevin Smith said, like he's like probably like 3 or 4 years after the first season of Comic Book Men. Had we not done it, we probably would have had to shut down that store.
Wow.
I mean, it's just like now it's a fucking place to go. Same thing with, I'm sure Pawn Stars is like that too.
Well, yeah, you go and you can even just like go there to get a picture that you were in there.
Exactly, yeah.
Or with fucking one of
it
the.
It just now is a destination for people to go.
And if you spend $20.
That's 20,
bam.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if 10 people a week do that, that's.
Their transactions are fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. This season's of transactions are really fucking cool and really good. I watched it with Gino, though, and he was looking at me like, what the fuck? What
are you
six?
Watching? Is this Down East dickering, but it's comic books?
Yeah. He's like, I get it. You like the funny books.
I get it. It's like Ice Road Truckers and comic book stores.
Not Ice Road Truckers at all. It's like Pawn Star in a comic book. What the fuck?
I just met one of those fucking
reality TV
reality
shows.
Horse shits, yeah.
Horse shits. All right, so Test the Tony. We did X-Men from 2000?
X-Men from 2000.
Is it 2000?
Bryan Singer's Swan Song.
Not Swan Song. That's usually the last thing that they do.
Isn't that the last thing he's ever done that was kind of good?
No, he did X3, First Class. Wait, did he do First? He did
Days of Future.
Days of Future Past. Yeah, he didn't do First
Days
Class.
Days of Future's all right. It's convoluted, but I like it.
There's parts in Days of Future Past that you're like, well, that doesn't
why?
Make sense.
Well, why is
but
this,
it looks
this?
Insane, and I really wish they would have used
Who
Bishop
grew
more.
Who old during that one?
Yeah. Also, in the first X-Men, Xavier says, Magneto must have his helmet that blocks out my thoughts. And I was like, how did you just figure that out when before in First Class you knew that because Kevin Bacon's character had that, and then fucking Eric got it from him.
Oh, yeah. And so you couldn't read Eric.
The continuity didn't really make as much sense, but that's fine. It's whatever.
It's
all
good.
The movie came out damn near 15 years ago. Wow, that's fucked up.
2000, man. You got some of the greatest acting ability.
Check out this
in
budget, $75 million.
That's good.
That's insane. It made 296 worldwide, 157 domestic.
Boom, bam, bam.
Yeah, they made a ton of money.
They made it and take it.
I wonder what X-Men 2 did. United.
Is that what it's called? Really? United?
Yeah, X2 United. Or X2 X-Men United. 110 million budget and did 407 million total. Jesus Christ. These movies just fucking print money.
They just fall right off the shelves.
Damn, X-Men 3, $210 million and made 459.
Not necessary, though.
For X3?
Yeah.
They moved to Bridge.
Shut up.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you give 10 fucking you give 10 fucking animators 50 grand a piece.
You know that like fucking they made a like the team that did that movie was probably gigantic.
Well, yeah, they doubled everything.
There was a lot. Yeah, they literally doubled the production budget. But yeah, X-Men, let's talk about that one since we just watched it. When was the last time you saw this?
Probably in 2007.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was spring. And I think I had just got over my third round of tonsillitis that winter.
Wow, yeah, you do get fucked up. In the
yeah, way. Yeah. One of these days, the fevers are going to take me. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time, but you always see clips of it, snippets of it.
I'm about to say, it's always on FX. Always on
yeah,
fucking FX.
You always see that shit. Because
it's a Fox movie.
I think
because
it has an X in it, too. So FX likes
no,
X-Men.
No,
you
that's
know?
Not true.
Like it's XX.
More so because Fox owns
it. It's like
it.
Almost good porn.
SXX?
Tricky?
XX. SXX Tricky. Did you ever play that game?
Yeah, but I like 10-8.
It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time. It's tricky. That was my favorite part about the game.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, Tony left. Okay, so anyways, X-Men
I like
for
1080
me.
More.
1080p.
For 64.
Yeah.
For Nintendo 64, the game 1080.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, do you?
They were in the lodge, and you got to pick the characters.
Yeah, I sure yeah. did. I always picked.
And they would... What?
Oh, man, what was her name?
I always picked the dude.
Rock your money, rock your money.
Oh, see, now you're singing.
Oh, it's like a stupid song.
Now I'm leaving.
I used to do Devil's Peak.
Oh. Yeah, no, I liked SSX Tricky way more because you could do more moves. But
yeah.
1080 was a hard game.
Oh, it was incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Racing the computer, he was the diamond dude. He was a demon.
Yeah, oh wow, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the
okay.
fucking X-Men.
Let's focus.
So I love the introduction of Wolverine. I think that's a really cool way to do it. Like him just kind of like the actually that whole first like 20 minutes of the movie is fucking perfect.
Oh, the first 20 minutes of the movie is my favorite.
Yeah, Sabretooth.
That and stuff in the school is my favorite parts of those films.
Right.
But that one
I'm
especially.
Trying to think of stuff that I didn't really enjoy, but there's not much that I didn't really enjoy of the flick.
I didn't like how, you know, it's unrealistically like...
Because he has claws.
No, shut up.
There's mutants.
No, just where Eric hangs out. I'm like, what kind of fucking crypt is this?
Oh,
where?
Dude, it's very like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I'm like, where's your white cat?
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
Where the fuck are you?
I kind of dig that, though. I dig that.
Only thing I
can
think
it.
Is like, it's like a fucking iron mine, and he ripped out. Like
oh,
whole areas of iron.
That'd be cool. I love how, you know, those like little the steel balls that are
yeah.
rocking back and forth, but they have no wire. Like,
time.
He just kind of does that. Like, that's
oh,
so,
yeah.
I
also,
know.
You know, it's kind of cheesy, but like him pulling the metal plates to make a bridge as he walks.
That was cool as fuck.
It's clever. Yeah. It's
yeah.
cute.
The part in the train when he fights, and also when they're at the place to get tickets for the train, like the terminal or whatever.
Yeah.
Like when they rip off Cyclops's like little like eye visor, like
oh,
that
yeah.
would look so fucking cool. There's a, and even him like stopping the bullet in the cop's head and shit like that. There's a lot of really tough parts.
I
of that movie.
Actually thought that was horse shit because he controls metal.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't that cop back up a foot?
Oh yeah, that didn't make sense.
None whatsoever. Because the guy's like, no,
yeah,
not a bullet.
Looked like he was shitting in his pants.
Yeah, and even my dad was like, as he's watching, he's like, he looks like he's pooping. I'm like, why does he just back up an inch?
Yeah, why doesn't he?
Oh, the bullet just keeps chasing him.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what you assume, but then you're like, I would have liked to see him trying to run away from it then at least. Or like move back a foot and it's like, nope.
Or maybe he was just so scared that he couldn't move, like shocked.
Yeah, but that's where I just say, let the dude get it drilled through his head.
I mean, then again, we're bitching about a movie where a guy literally controls metal.
And
so.
He is one of my favorite X-Men because he's got all those guns, all those cars. He's just throwing shit around,
Magneto?
Moving bridges. Yeah.
Yeah.
His power is... staggeringly
and it's kind of cool because like even in First Class and Days of Future Past, like the young Eric, like he definitely plays a really Michael Fassbender is really good Magneto. I'm really happy that he took that role because he's like an actor's actor, like that dude
he's
can,
a fucking he's a 1-2 cutie pie too.
That dude can like really act, but he kills as Magneto. Like he's oh god fucking First Class is really like one of the best comic book movies that has come out
well,
in a
James
while.
McAvoy as Professor as well. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck in it, but doesn't really I don't really understand like how he becomes Charles, like the reserved part of him. You know what I'm saying? Like
oh,
he's very
I think
like
he finds dignity in life that we never saw.
But it's he found, he's like, so like oh fuck this motherfucker. Like I don't know, like he has like this like weird like almost like Cockney-esque like
well he was a druggie.
Yeah, but like you just don't I don't know, I guess it's just weird. Like I'm like how do you get to the bald dude in the wheelchair?
I think he lost his hair due to male pattern baldness.
And that's what brought him down.
And that's what really, like, sunk him into, like, his chair of sadness.
Male pattern baldness.
Before, he was kind of doing the wheelies down the stairs on the chair, probably, smoking blunts, hanging out with Storm.
Which is
kind of
weird, because, I mean, if he's telekinetic, he could literally just move it. He could sit in a fucking regular chair and just
but
move that
around.
But
he probably wants to just save his energies for, like, lifting houses.
Well, also, I think he doesn't want to, you know, show people that he has powers. That's probably why he goes around.
Oh, yeah.
The,
he just wants
wheelchair.
To, hey, I'm just a frail old professor.
Oh, God. And he doesn't have a really an English accent in the.
Bam, I convinced you to divorce your wife.
In the new one. Or the, in the, like, X-Men's. Like, the ones that where he's older Charles. He doesn't really have the English accent as much.
No, he's very, he's succumbed to the rebel life.
To America.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Yankee now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. To me, it held up.
It's a turdy superhero movie in comparison
to
like
what now, but like
something
I mean,
brand new now.
It shattered the fucking.
No, it was great. I saw it when it came out, and I was like, dude, it's a fucking good superhero movie back in the day. So I give it a solid 6.2.
I really wish that they would go and put them in costumes already.
Well, that'd be nice.
Like, he's like, you guys go out in this shit when they're in the Blackbird.
Idiots.
And he's like, what? Would you rather prefer yellow spandex? And I was like, I would.
But wait.
That's what Scott Summers says to Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they're in the Blackbird going towards, I think, the, like, right before Magneto tries to, you know, put Rogue up in there and make everyone mutants.
Yeah.
To the Statue of Liberty. Which is weird that they had the
of
final
course.
Battle in the fucking gift shop.
They sure
that's
do.
Where that $75 million budget came in. They're like, okay, where's this? They're like, gift shop? We can rent
gift
some
shop,
stuff.
I guess you can rent it out for a day.
Yeah, we can, you know, break some glass and throw some little statues at each other.
Throw a t-shirt. We'll buy 10 t-shirts, guys.
Yeah. We only have $75 million. We spent it all on this clause. but yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd probably give it like a 7.5.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm up there.
Ooh.
And then so we did V for Vendetta for movie of the week.
Goddamn right we did.
And Tony was very happy about it. $54 million budget made $132 million worldwide.
Goddamn right.
James McTeague, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, sure. 2005 film, by the way.
Yeah, he directed. And the Hugo Weaving. Was
yeah,
fucking
from the Matrix
yeah.
and Elrond.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
Elrond from Rivendell.
That wasn't bad.
No, it was okay.
He's in a lot of fucking Hobbit movies.
Great character actor. Well, yeah. He's in everyone that Elrond would be in.
All of them. I don't remember Elrond being in the Book of the Hobbit, but whatever.
They
he probably
had
was.
Him because
he probably was. There's so many names in that fucking book. It's crazy. I'm like, I wish they would draw a picture and show me what he looked like so I could fucking be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Or, like, defer back to here. Like, Hugo Weaving played him, you know? Like,
yeah.
Give me some... I want to read Game of Thrones, but I will get lost in it.
Hugo Weaving did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he's really good.
V is awesome.
Really good.
Did he
play him as the character, too, or is that somebody else? Because you never see him without the mask. I didn't know if it was just a voice.
Oh, I think he was actually... He was the character's
awesome.
Body and voice, yeah.
And... Honestly, like, that's a really cool thing to be able to do, is look like an action figure and still be able to emote. Because, I mean, basically, that's all he was. A faceless thing that just talked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he did all kinds of hand gestures. Wonderful amounts of hand gestures that, like, really relayed his
very
feelings.
Silent Bobbian.
It's good.
Yeah.
Silent Bobbian.
Yeah, that's a term.
I went to Silent Bob, but I couldn't shut
the
fuck up.
Theta use.
Shut up.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed this flick. It looks like it was made for a lot of money because all the sets look incredible.
Yeah.
The explosions look amazing. The whole feel of the movie is just really rad.
Gorgeous fucking music. Gorgeous fucking screenplay. I mean,
based on a comic book?
Yeah.
Vertigo, I believe. Well, it's a DC comic. But it, yeah. DC owns Vertigo. Which, that's what American Vampire, Scott Snyder, that's what his is under. Actually, Swamp Thing forever was under Vertigo, too. But then they put it back on DC. Yeah, they're like, nah, we need this motherfucker.
Nah, we want to sell it.
Yeah. Well, they own everything. Oh, they still get own all everything. Money. Yeah, all yeah, the totally, money. They get
yeah,
all of it.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, V for Vendetta. What do you want to talk about it?
I just wanted to say, you know, because it's, what is the date today? It is the 2nd of November. We watched it.
Remember the 2nd of November.
The coffee and sleepy
awry.
We're done. just prepare yourselves. When this gets posted, a few days after it gets posted, there's going to be spamming amounts of remember. But they don't really know. When I say, oh, I was going to wear a Guy Fawkes mask for Halloween, people are like, well, what's that?
Yeah, they don't really. Yeah, I mean, it's the same like phenomenon.
You mean Illuminati, anonymous?
It's like, the same like phenomenon as May 4th. May 4th be with you.
Yeah, like, or like the Obey with the also, fucking Andre the Giant,
which sucks because now like May 4th was also the Kent shooting.
Yes.
So you see a lot, if you live in Ohio or not, I'm sure it's like everywhere, but like people are like, you're celebrating Star Wars, I can't believe you dumb fucks. Like,
lightsabers,
you should be remembering
flowers, yeah.
You should be remembering the people that died on campus in Kent.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's, but it is weird.
I like Star Wars more than tragedies.
I agree. I think we should celebrate, but also remember.
Remember while you celebrate.
Yeah, all right.
Conscious celebration.
What aspects of this movie did you hate?
Fuck off. None.
Yeah,
I honestly didn't. Natalie Portman's performance, it grows on you because at the beginning I'm kind of like, just follow. Just come on, get on board and stop.
Right after she gets out of like the prison portion of it, you're like, damn.
Oh yeah.
She kills.
Oh yeah.
Actually, her in the prison too, like that.
What she did for that role was fan fucking tastic.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I don't think this movie gets like near enough credit. I know people have seen it, but like they don't really talk about it much.
No, and people that have seen it, it's unlike any other film,
yeah,
honestly, in a lot of ways. Like, it shows very archetypical themes, the idea of one man starting a revolution of the people against the government. The government should fear their people, not the other way around.
Which is funny, that's a Molotov Solution. It's a band from Texas, they're a metal band, and like the beginning of their album is, people should not fear the government, government should fear the people.
And
the
that's a Guy Fawkes.
Well, it's not exactly, but yeah, it's almost.
What?
It's not the line. Like, he says something else, but it reminded me of it. It's not exactly the line that they use in it.
No, I'm saying, like, that theme people being very afraid of government
and
is
I
something
wondered,
Guy Fawkes was, like,
is
promoted.
Is he a real person?
Yeah.
So he was one that...
Yeah, he died trying to blow up
Parliament.
Parliament,
yeah, okay. So that's the... And that's his face.
That's his likeness on that mask, okay. Yeah.
That's really neat.
I really, really love the fucking, and it's very Matrix-y.
Definitely.
The fucking dagger throws.
Yeah.
All the fighting.
Oh, the fighting's really good. Yeah, definitely. When did he come out? 2005?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 10 years old.
Wow. So fantastic. Yeah, I don't know if everyone's seen it or not, but you really should. And you're going to be getting a bunch of fucking flack about the 5th of November here in a day or two. So just watch it.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it on the 5th. But I mean, like, if you
that would be really cliche and awesome for you.
If you're free, I mean, might as well.
You might as well. Like,
it's good, though. This movie holds up really well. And even the first time watch, like, it's badass. I think it's really long, though.
I like how long it is because I like the themes.
Like Departed, like 2.5 hours. Woo. I mean, but it's good.
Oh,
it keeps you.
It's a thick girl.
It keeps you there. I even fucking Everest was pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like all movies now are getting to like that 2 hour, I feel like. It used to be like 90 minutes, remember, like In and Out.
Well, now it's kinda like, well, we have so much we want to jam in there because we have this giant budget and there's probably 90,000 things that they're expecting from the film.
Not only that, if you think about like how TV is now, like Breaking Bad was basically a movie that was fucking forever long. Did you hear about them saying season 6?
What?
Breaking Bad season 6?
No.
Yeah, like Walt might not be dead.
How not?
I don't know. But yeah, I've also seen people say that it's fake. So I don't know. In the coming weeks,
he either died of cancer or died of bullets.
It seemed like bullets, but spoilers.
I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna do something about like a Jesse
Oh, like, thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, they already did Go Call Saul.
Better Call Saul,
yeah. Did you watch any of that?
Like, two episodes.
I never saw it. Was
two,
it good?
Three episodes. They were good because...
the dude that plays Saul
is
awesome.
The guy that plays Saul is incredible. I forget his name. It's a simple enough name.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really
very
good.
Very Viking.
Yeah, he's also... His Nerdist episode was really awesome. He's a really funny guy.
I think he was friends with Chris Farley.
Really?
He's in the documentary.
Oh, fuck. Did you get that?
No, I am Farley. No, I have not. I want it so bad. I want to cry real hard.
Oh, we're going to. All right. So, yeah, fucking... wow, dude, check out that Preacher promo right there.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfuck me. There we go.
Oh.
The church upside down instead of like a cross.
That's kind
of
sick.
That's really sick. Dude, this show's going to be fucking good.
I'm excited for Why the Last Man, because I know the series. I know the comic.
Yeah, you've read it. I haven't.
It's long, too. It's got content.
How many do you have?
I mean, I only have, I think I had fucking...
Volume 1? I know you had that.
I think 1 and 2 I have.
You fell off
but
of Y,
but I think
though.
There were like 11 volumes.
I thought you fell off of Y and started going more towards Saga.
I read 3 volumes on... I read 1 and 2, and then I think I read the third one on my computer when I did do, like, whatever that's called, comic reader.
Yeah.
Comic readers
are
but
great.
Yeah, then Saga took me...
If you guys
storm.
Are on a budget and trying to read comics, comic reader, or I think it's called comics for Mac, you can get. But comic reader is it's like CR, and I think that's the file type. You can get them all off like Kick-Ass Torrents and shit. It's really awesome. I've been reading The Books of Blood by Clive Barker.
That's
been taking up a lot of my time. I got to finish the first volume. It's fucking great. If you guys seen Midnight Meat Train, that's where it came from. It's a short story by Clive Barker, first published work. It's really good. I don't know how you could find that for free, but you should chuck the $13 at them and
just do it.
Yeah, just get it. Also, you've been reading Saga.
I haven't started on volume 4 and 5 of Saga, but I have read. It's a thing that Image came out with called Image Firsts.
Yeah,
and it's 10 first issues of 10.
How much was it?
New comics, $6.
That's insane, dude.
And they're giving it a fucking way. So you've got
like
100
cents a book.
Yeah, you've got like over 100 pages of comics
for $6.
For $6,
and you get to taste everything and see what you like and what you don't.
I want
to
make a comment.
Yeah,
there's one called Witches with a Y.
Is that Scott Snyder?
Man, oh man, is that fucking evil?
Is it Scott Snyder?
Is that Scott? No, I don't think that's Scott Snyder's.
Hold on a second.
Is it?
I thought it was. I thought that's what John said at the comic book shop. Is it W Y T C H E S? Which is comic Scott Snyder.
Which is band, which is comic. Oh, it is Scott Snyder, sorry.
Yeah.
It was almost jarring to read the first issue.
Dude, have you read American Vampire?
No.
That's Scott Snyder. It is fucked. And I believe the first volume, it's like 6 books or some shit put into one. Like the Stephen King wrote the other half of it. Like, Scott Snyder gave him an outline, and he was like, write this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's Scott Snyder and Stephen King. It's insane. It's so fucking good.
Good God.
It's amazing. I'll download them for you and give them to you, because you should read them. It's so fucking brutal, and it's so cool, because, like, vampires from different areas and, like, age, they all have different attributes to them. You would love it.
Cause, I like that.
Yeah, vampires are fucking right up your alley. Yeah, no, it's really cool, man. And it also shows, like... different times of like America, like in the West or like in like the 1900s and shit like that.
Do they
like,
battle each other?
A ton. And it's all about people getting fucked over. Like it follows like main characters and they keep expanding, but everyone's getting fucked over. It's kind of like Game of Thrones with vampires with different attributes.
Well, you got me. You had me at Vampires Game of Thrones.
Yeah. All right. So next week, we said that we wanted to do a test of Tony on something and I can't fucking remember. And you're like, I have a bad memory.
I did. I told you that.
I know. Why didn't you write it down?
Wow. My fault now, you
it
son
is.
Of a bitch.
It is. I can't.
Oh, man. I it's on the tip of my fucking dick. Let me think.
No, that's weird.
Oh, jeez. Which is it? What was it?
I don't know, man.
What were we talking about?
I can't remember, man.
It was earlier today.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh, then it was something I probably pushed out of my mind because I didn't want to do it.
Oh, fuck.
It's not like we're running out of time. We're still being real chatty. Come on, man.
Definitely.
Think it up, bro. Think of your brain,
while we try to think of this, what do you want to do for Test of Tony?
That's what we're thinking of.
Oh, I thought it was a movie of the week. My bad.
Jesus.
My bad, dude.
Well, I can list some shit that I have for fucking movie of the week.
Why not?
And there's one that I really want you to see that I'm not joking about anymore.
Okay.
Ronin.
About what year?
I don't know, like 99.
Was this movie of the week or Test of Tony?
That'd be a movie of the week. Dude, the dude from The Professional, Robert De Niro, R-O-N-I-N.
N-I-N, okay.
Like a Ronin samurai.
I gotcha.
Ronin.
God, I remember saying, like, we should do this. You'd love it. And he's like, I would love it.
Damn it.
Fuck.
I would love that.
Yeah, I know. Man. I can't remember
this
at all.
This is driving me nuts.
I can't remember at all.
But if Ronin is, it's a fucking sweet action-y slash, like, awesome dialogue spy sort of fucking thriller.
Okay.
Cool fucking parts. Like, real, like, deep fucking, there's like a deep fucking honor that these people have. It's pretty awesome.
Hence the Ronin title.
Yes, the Ronin being a fucking matchless warrior.
I'm trying to see if I have any written down. I don't think I do, though. Yeah, I don't. So, what do you want to do for Test of Tony?
Test of Tony?
Something you haven't seen in a long time?
Well, Dune.
You probably watched that like 6 months ago.
Probably.
And I wonder how it's
going to do. House Harkonnen, House Atreides.
Yes, you know it.
The sleeper has awoken. All right, let me think of something. I got to think of something.
Sleeper has awoken. This motherfucker right here.
It wasn't E.T., was it?
I don't think so. That seems way too, like, easy to do.
Yeah, and I knew I liked it, I think.
Yeah, you do. I'm looking up 90s movies real quick.
Are you?
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to start off.
Oh, let's watch The Big Hit with Mark Wahlberg.
No.
You don't know that movie?
How about Episode 1?
God damn it. Oh, Naboo, huh? Jar Jar Dudu. Wait, no, I can take it. I guess I'll get Darth Maul and Podracer. So
and Qui-Gon.
Cool. Okay.
Qui-Gon's the shit.
I can do it. But God, right, they cool. go to Gunganville. Oh.
A lot.
Oh.
There's a lot of that movie that's really rough. Phantom Menace.
You're the Phantom Menace.
I am. And then we'll figure out a genre 5. Maybe we'll do inspiring movies.
God.
Or we could do Babe.
What, like Rudy?
Yeah, exactly. Don't give yours away.
Shut up.
Okay, so next week we will do The Phantom Menace for the Test of Tony and Ronin for Movie of the Week.
Sick!
We'll have some more news and weekly recommendations and a brand new genre 5. And until next time.
Big, big, big.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.